Welcome to Calming Harp, the sounds of David's Psalms. I'm glad you've joined us for this brief moment we share together. I will be playing some of the music that has been brought out of the Psalms. My name is Steve Reese. I play the harp. And over the last several years, I've been bringing the sounds of David's Psalms into recordings. You can find a lot of my music on my website, www.calmingharp.com. I have CDs available and MP3s. And you can go to YouTube. If you go to YouTube and then type in Peregrinati, Peregrinnatti, you will find hours of beautiful harp music that you can just play in the background and be calmed with the music that David may have played for his sheep at one time or another. So as we share this half hour, join me and enjoy the sounds of David's harp. Good morning once again. I'm looking out the window at a rainy day. Got more coming in. Last week, I think I said it was sunny. This week it's rainy. I guess you call that climate change, don't you? Climate's always changing. Anyway, won't get on that subject. This week, I wanted to kind of continue with the thoughts coming out of the pieces of furniture and the frequencies. And this week I wanted to go with the table of showbread, the 639 hertz, and the recent CD I released is called The Frequency of Fellowship. And so I wanted to kind of go to the Psalms and find out what does David have to say about fellowship. And he doesn't have a lot actually using that exact word. He has a lot to say about the concept of fellowship. And so that's what we're going to take a look at today. Fellowship is a very interesting subject. Because it means relationship. And I tell people all the time that I have one string on my harp that is relationship, relationship, relationship. And I was talking with Michael Ben Zahad last week, and he said, what string is that? And I thought, well, I was just speaking metaphorically. And he said, no, what string would that be? And so I thought, well, that's an interesting idea. So I said, well, I'll work on that. So this last week I've been working on that. And this is what I've come up with. There's actually no clear Hebrew word that exactly translates to relationship. So the words that I went to are words like a bond or covenant or love, relationship, delight, fellowship was the one word that I went to today. And so the two most precise, well, ones that fit in the closest are the Hebrew word chaver, which is the word to be in companionship with, and And then the other word was to bond, which is the word chashach, is the other word, which is to have delight in. And Psalm 91 reflects that word. Psalm 91, verse 14. If I can come bring that up real quick here. I've got my e-sword out here, so I'll go quickly to Psalm 91, verse 4. He says, "He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler." Let's see if how that translates in the Hebrew. Let's see, I've got to make sure that I get the right word here. 2836. I'm not sure if I pulled up the right text here. Anyway, I think it's not that text. I think, oh, 14. I'm looking at 4. That's why I'm messed up here. Not 4, but 14. Because he hath set his love, 2836, in the concordance. And that word is chashak, which is that has that meaning of love, delight. To deliver is a close word to it, to have a delight in, to desire. And it can also even mean fillet of like silver fillets in and decorative in the tabernacle, even is where that was used. But it produces delight. So anyway, let's just not get too bogged down here. So when I worked at the chord out on that, it ended up being the C chord or the 528 hertz frequency. And the same was true about Chaver, which was the 2270 conf. So I'm throwing these numbers out at you, and I hope I don't bog you down too bad. But let me just bring it all together. What I believe I discovered with all those numbers and everything is that one string for relationship, relationship, relationship is the C string, which is the 528 hertz frequency, which, as I've taught before, is our Heavenly Father's name. Yod Heh Vav Heh also comes out at that 528 frequency, and I believe it's the creative frequency. And so if you put that all together, our Heavenly Father, in His love and delight, has created us for this relationship, this fellowship, this coming together. And it's interesting because one of the Psalms that David has that word used for fellowship or friend is the other, another, is Psalm 41 verse 9, where he talks about he has this friend that he had ate bread with, he broke bread with, and but that friend who was that close to him lifted up his heel against him. And so, is our Heavenly Father like that friend? Absolutely not. And so David is making that comparison, and he's asking in Psalm 41, "But you, Lord, be merciful to me and raise me up that I may requite them. By this I know that you favor me because my enemies do not triumph over me. And as for me, you uphold me in my integrity and you set me before your face forever. Blessed be Yahweh Elohim of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Amen." So David, he's comparing his friend, his companion, Yahweh, his heavenly father, and his steadfastness, his constancy as a friend. He compares it to this earthly friend, who, even though he was somebody he was sharing his bread with, is at the end of the day turned against him. And so David is saying, which friend would you rather have? And I think that's something that we're asked as well. So I'm going to play the music of the tabernacle from the table of showbread, or the frequency of fellowship, 639 hertz. And I do have this in an album. So if anybody's interested, that is available. And then I'll come back. I have another Psalm 94 that I'll be sharing with you when I come back. So that's the frequency of fellowship. And our Heavenly Father, you know, it's interesting that part of that furniture of the tabernacle is displaying this fellowship, this coming close to our Heavenly Father. After all, isn't that what the tabernacle is all about? Bringing us into His presence. And interestingly, Yeshua, Jesus, when being tempted in the wilderness, and He was tempted to make bread out of the stones because He was hungry. He had been fasting for 40 days. He answers by saying, "Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yahweh," our Elohim, our Heavenly Father. And so even that is a reference to being nourished by the presence of our Heavenly Father. The very words that He speaks are our nourishment. And so going to Psalm 94, it's titled, "Yahweh Will Not Forsake His People." O Yahweh, our Elohim, to whom vengeance belongs, O Yahweh, to whom vengeance belongs, show yourself, lift up yourself, and judge the earth, and render a reward to the proud. And that's not a good reward. How long, Yahweh, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? Does that sound familiar with what we're hearing in the news today, folks? I'm just saying. They break in pieces your people, O Yahweh, and afflict your heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, Yahweh shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard or pay attention. Understand, you brutish among the people, and you fools, when will you be wise? He that planted the ear, will he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastises the heathen, will he not be correct? And that word heathen is actually the nations. And he that teaches man knowledge, shall he not know? For Yahweh knows the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man who you chasten or discipline, O Yahweh, and the one you teach him out of your law, that you may give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For Yahweh will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto the righteous, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless Yahweh had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slips, your mercy, O Yahweh, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, your comforts delights my soul. There's that word, delight. Shall the throne of the iniquity have fellowship with you? There's the word fellowship that he uses. Which frames mischief by a law? So is he saying, are they going to have fellowship with you? No. And then contrastingly, he's saying, no, I have fellowship with you. So there's where our word fellowship comes in. They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But Yahweh is my defense, and my Elohim is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yes, Yahweh, my Elohim, my Heavenly Father, shall cut them off. So that is our promise. You know, I was just one of the events that took place this past week, a speech that was given, and you might know what I'm talking about, consisted of someone standing up and telling essentially lie after lie, just like we just read in the psalm. And this person exercises leadership. and yet stands up there and gives those lies as his answer to the problems that we face today. In the meantime, our Heavenly Father is saying, as we read in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, who's that? Who would that be? That would be the ones who are already calling themselves followers of Yeshua. If my people who are called by my name, who carry his name, Christian or Messianic or whatever name you choose to use there, would humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then I would hear from heaven and I would heal their land. That is our answer to our problems, folks. We can't solve our problems by continuing to run away from the source of the answer. And yet that seems to be what is being done and then doubled down on and continued to extremes. The things that I saw in the news this week were just, as far as I'm concerned, slaps in God's face. People in leadership were basically telling God to go away because they didn't need him or didn't want him or had decided to go a different way. Some of them were even offering obeisance to the dark side. And as I watched all of that, I just more and more in my heart, I cry out, Father, how long? You said that you're going to cut it short in righteousness, lest all flesh be destroyed. And I ask myself, how much longer can that be before that is exactly where we are? But here's David saying in Psalm 94, that our Heavenly Father sees it. He creates the eye, and so definitely he sees. He creates the ear, so definitely he hears. And he already has an answer, and he already has a plan. And he has sent Yeshua and offered him as our kinsman redeemer to restore us back to the life and world that he had designed for us in the beginning. So what is our responsibility? Can we make the whole nation turn all at once? No, our responsibility is our little corner, our little 2 feet of dirt we stand on. That's where we start. So remember that in your week as we go forward. So I hope you've enjoyed our time together. Stay tuned, as I say. Little pun. I have many more songs to share with you. I have more to share about how this all comes together. And I pray that you will share and help people, especially those you see stressed, especially in these times that we're going through. Bring people to this calming and this peace and this rest that this beautiful music of the Psalms of David brings to each of our lives. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you next week. Many, many blessings to you all today.